We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we're going to plan a wedding today, buddy.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Somebody's getting married. Woo! Having some problems with it, and maybe we can all help out.
Wait, a wedding with drama? No way.
No, let's open on our shocked face. Vanessa?
Yay!
Tell us what's going on.
Hi, guys. Okay, so I'm getting married soon.
Congratulations. Sorry.
Thank you. But here's my issue. My stepmom has been trying to, like, be a part of the process, except she's been, like, the most negative energy. Like, every idea I come up with, she's like, oh, no, that's a terrible idea. And, oh, you like those colors? No, those colors don't work. And, like, I'm sorry. I think it's just so not her place, and I'm really upset about it, but I don't know how to, like, deal with the issue because my dad is pushing me to have her be more involved, and, like, she's not even coughing up money for the wedding. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh,
you're not going to pay for any of it, and you want to have a say? Like, come on.
Yeah, oh, I was about to ask you. I mean, she's paying for the... They're paying for it.
Your dad and your stepmom aren't paying anything? Nothing?
I mean, my dad is, but she's not.
Oh, like, well, that's different. Yeah.
Okay.
She can suggest, but she has no say, though. No pay, no...
No pay, no say? Is that an actual wedding planner term?
That's what I thought you married. This is your custom, isn't it?
How long has she been your stepmom?
I mean, like, forever.
Like, did she raise you? Your phone's kind of breaking up on it. So, she helped raise you? Like...
Yeah. She's been my stepmom since I was, like, a little kid.
Oh, okay. So basically, she's your mom. Yeah.
Do you consider her your mom?
I mean, I guess. Like, she's my stepmom. But yeah, she has been around most of my life. So I guess, in a way.
You guess? Oh, no. She's your mom. She raised you then.
The thing that I'm hung up on is you're basically saying if she gives you money, then she can give you direction. So legitimately, this is just about...
She's being so negative, and, like, I wouldn't have as much of a problem with her opinions if she was actually, like, contributing something.
Yeah, I see.
And
that.
My dad was all like, you know, what are you giving her? What have you done for her lately? Like, she raised you. She was so good to you, which, like, is true, but it's my wedding. You know what I mean? Like, I can't.
But Vanessa,
I don't know.
If she thinks she's your mom, if she's treated you like you're her daughter, I get that it's your wedding, but do you get that she, as a mom, has dreamed of helping to plan her daughter's wedding? I know you're not her biological daughter, get it.
But still.
Your dad sees the other side. He's saying she wants to feel included in the process, and you're shutting her out. So maybe that negativity is coming from...
Good point. And she's trying to keep shoving her way back in. Yeah, good point.
Do you get that?
I mean, yeah, but, like, if she were being, you know, just, like, nice about everything, that would be different. But she's saying, like, all of my ideas are stupid and trying to, like, assert herself in a way that's not helpful. And it's my wedding, so I'm going to have shrimp cocktails. I don't care that that's not everybody's favorite food. Like, it's like we keep fighting about everything. So, like, what am I supposed to do? Just include her because she happened to be, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah,
I hate to say it, but...
There's got
to
be a bone thrown to mom a little bit then.
Because my first wedding, like, my mother-in-law didn't contribute a dime, but she...
Oh, she dictated what was going on.
Well, because my first wife, like, she was tight with her mom, and her mom was like, I think you should do table runners in this color. And it was like, well, are you paying for the table runners? It was like, no, but it's like, she dreamt of planning a wedding with her daughter. Whether you have the means to pay for that wedding or not.
It's a mother's right kind of thing. It's kind of an unspoken
thing. It sort of is.
But
it's not her wedding.
Right. Okay.
Oh, my God. I can't decide if you're right or you're a bee.
Okay. Okay. Wait. A bride?
You think she's a bride? Sort of. Vanessa, I get it. It is your wedding, and all women say that same sentence, and it's we can fight against it as much. But it, okay, you're right. It's your wedding. But you have to also consider at some point you're going to have a daughter, and if she shut you out this way, even if you're not biologically connected, this would hurt you. So
yeah.
I don't know how to fix.
Yeah, but I probably wouldn't be poo-pooing all of her ideas. Like, I feel like it's pretty aggressive to sit there and say, like, I'm hurt by the fact that she's saying all of my ideas are bad.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
She doesn't have to be mean about it. She can be more constructive and make this fun. It's supposed to be fun and, I guess, stress-free, but I don't see that.
That's not how it's working.
I don't know how you
I mean, like, I can handle stress. I just, like, I don't want to keep fighting because I think these things are good. And I don't, you know, it's, like, it's my wedding. And so my opinion trumps all. Sorry.
Okay, Vanessa.
Like, so why do you have to be so aggressive? Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to try to get you some help. Why don't you hang on?
Yeah.
And we'll try to get you a little bit of help here.
Hey, she's a little bit, little princess, little bit.
It's her wedding.
It is. It's her day.
So she gets to ultimately.
But you're right, dude. Why can't she just throw mom?
Does the step part make it weird?
When she said that raised her, that mom
then
raised
that's your
Vanessa.
Mom.
That is your
but she's,
mom.
She
kept calling her stepmom.
Yeah, don't call her that. Yeah, that's mean.
What's going on with that?
All right, so what? Can anybody help Vanessa? Help her mom be more constructive? Like, we're just trying to. They're trying to plan a wedding, and because she's not paying, she doesn't feel like she's no pay, no way, whatever you said.
No pay, but it's still your mom.
I mean, it's still your mom, and your mom has dreamed of that day as well.
Right.
So help Vanessa plan her wedding with or without her stepmom. Jamie?
Yai.
What do you think?
I completely agree with her.
Oh, my God.
I think that her stepmother could have already had her wedding and her time to have it all about her. But this is this woman's special day. And I think her idea should trump everything. And it's her day. And she just needs to back off.
Wow. So she needs to tell her stepmom, back it down, woman.
Do you really feel that way? Like, are you married, Jamie?
Yes, I am. I saved for my own wedding. So that way all of the choices could be mine.
Nice.
And I did it with tact, and I just said, I really like your idea, but, you know, this is how I've been planning it for my entire life, and this is how I see it. So I appreciate it, but, you know, this is my day, and these are the choices I'm going to make. But
Jamie, and you made sure, because by paying it for yourself, you get final.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, Jamie, I know it's your day, but it's also a day where your family is sending you off to start your own life. Shouldn't they all be a part of this celebration and the plan of, like, this is how I see my daughter going off to be with the man she's going to be with forever?
I hear what you're saying.
Oh, listen to you. Don't use therapy words with me, young lady.
No, it's just more of, I kind of just laid out, this is what I see. I let my mom take over, like, the dessert. I gave her, like, an area, a lane for her to take care of. But, like, the big things that were really important to me, like, I just was like, this is how it's going to be. And there were areas that I let her influence me as well.
Table runners or...
Yeah, stupid stuff. Yes. It's like giving the guy the choice between the DJ and the band.
Exactly.
Because you know we're just going to get a DJ because it's too hard to find a band.
Boom.
So,
exactly. But I totally support this woman. I think that it's her day. Maybe take the claws out a little bit. But I totally support that this is her day. And it's her choice at the end of the day.
Nice.
Well, thank you for the call, Jamie. Sorry. You can't see how far I just rolled
the
my
eye roll,
eyes.
Yeah.
Melissa.
Yai.
What do you think?
I think that she should definitely pick her battles.
Okay. What does that mean?
That means if there's something she feels adamantly passionate about, definitely stick to her guns on it, but don't make every single decision a fight.
Does the fact that this woman's her stepmom, does that factor into it for you at all?
I know. If this woman has been around for her whole life, then, you know, that is part of, as a mother of daughters, I, you know, am looking forward to the day I can help them plan their weddings. But, you know, like I said, if she absolutely wants to wear lime green and purple, so be it.
But, okay, and then my next question is, does it factor in that she's not paying?
that does factor in a bit, especially if it's something like, oh, we need to have these orchids flown in from wherever. No.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, she starts suggesting high dollar things. Absolutely.
You guys are flying in flowers from places?
That absolutely happens.
There's just stores all around.
No, but it's like if you want, like I had long stem calla lilies.
Why? Why can't you just go with, they grow.
Steve, have you
I'm
met me?
Chef, and I can tell you that people do the craziest things for weddings.
Flying in flowers.
Yes. The calla. That's what you did. Yes. I had some real calla lilies, and then I had like fake calla lilies that people could take for the centerpieces. And it was a thing.
It was a situation.
It was a sitch for sure. I think about how much money I spent on calla lilies that are all dead now.
Right. Everyone just threw them away.
I'm driving my piece of crap Honda back and forth to this wedding venue as we're planning it, I'm like, I could buy a new car for the calla lilies.
Amen.
Yeah. My mom spent $700 on M&Ms for my sister's wedding.
Oh, do the candy thing where everyone walks in, you do the candy. That's actually cool. That's worth it.
No, well, they probably put their names on
their
them.
Their initials were M&M.
Oh, yes. See, now that's a good spend. It's candy.
It's just M&Ms. Oh. Are we off topic?
Oh, why don't we get back to the OPP?
All right, thank you for the call, Melissa. So the bottom line is, let M&Ms. Her mom get involved a little. Yeah, but not,
let her pick the candy.
Courtney?
Hi there. How are you guys?
We're good. What do you think?
I think, because I had a similar experience, I think that she should include her stepmom, but she needs to have a serious conversation with her that it is her day. She wants to have it, her special memories and everything like that. She needs to be understanding of it and not shoot down her ideas. She needs to be supportive of them.
Yeah.
Is there any woman listening right now that isn't on this side? It's like, does anybody think that maybe the stepmom is so negative because she's fighting for position? Like,
I think she probably is. When I got married, I had my mom, my mother-in-law, and my two sister-in-laws all kind of fighting to be part of the day in some way, shape, or form. And I think that she probably just wants to have her own little niche. She wants to be in charge of something. She wants to help her pick something special. And so I think she needs to be aware of that, but at the same time, she should probably let her stepmom in as well.
She can just go buy that guest book thing, right? That she can be in charge of.
Give her that.
Buying
like,
that.
Go
thing.
Buy a shadow box. You get to buy the sand.
Buy something easy for her. Or just Garter. Give her something that she can be in charge of and that she can help out with. But her stepmom also needs to be aware that.
Cleanup. She can be on the cleanup.
Yes, you're on the cleanup crew. You're in charge of recruiting people for. Thank you for the call, Courtney. I mean, she's essentially saying what you said. Throw her a bone.
It's not
a real task, but just give her busy work.
There you go, to keep her out of the
that
way.
Sucks. She's trying to. This is your mom, okay?
Stepmom. Well, I'm just going by what Vanessa said.
I know what you're doing. Mel.
Yai.
What do you think?
Well, my first question was, and I didn't hear this, does she have a biological mother?
You know, we didn't really ask her, and Little D had talked to her. We did gleaning, reading between the lines. It seems like she never mentioned her in her initial letter to us or in our conversation. So I feel like Bio Mom is either passed on or so completely removed from her life that it's just not even a...
Probably abandoned her, but the way her attitude is.
That would change my opinion a little bit. But here's the thing. I'm a stepmother. I also have a daughter who has a stepmother. And unfortunately, as hurtful as it can be, we don't get to really choose our position in our stepchildren's life. You know, it's something that they kind of choose. And so... Her stepmom doesn't really get to claim a milestone that's not hers. It's not her biological mother. And, you know, it sounds like there's a lot of history there, but, you know, it really kind of depends on that relationship. You know, unfortunately, you know, you don't get to dictate that.
Good
but
point.
If you've spent your whole life raising somebody and you feel like that she's your daughter, what a slap to the face to have her just...
Okay. Sure, absolutely, and I won't disagree with that, but the thing is that she feels like that's her daughter, but is it Vanessa? I'm sorry, I can get
it's Vanessa.
Does she feel like that's her mother? I mean, she calls her stepmother, so, you know, the thing is that the way that she feels about her could be completely different, and unfortunately, you know, that's not something that you can't dictate the relationship, and you don't get to choose your position in that whole thing.
Wow.
It's just something that happens naturally.
So you're saying know your place as a step-parent? You got to know your...
Unfortunately, and it sucks. It sucks, and it can be extremely hurtful. You can put yourself out there. You can do everything in the world, but the fact of the matter is that unless they accept you as a mother, you know, the fact of the matter is that you don't get to just say, hey, I am your mother.
You're like a mom with an asterisk.
You are. You've got like the little, suspended for four games. That sucks. It's not fair.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah.
We actually have a wedding coordinator that can maybe put a nice bow on this whole thing. Lauren?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, so this is actually a really common problem. I see it with most weddings. But what she should do is assign her stepmom a really specific task that she can't screw up, but still gives her the sense of involvement in the wedding. So
Steve suggested like cleanup crew.
Yeah, or like chairs. Do the chairs. No?
Probably not.
Oh.
I'd say like have her research rehearsal dinner locations, or look up specialty cocktail recipes, look into hiring the musicians for the reception or the ceremony, things like that, that could give her the opportunity to look at different options.
Nice.
And maybe give Vanessa some selections, but not make the decisions for her.
Nicely done. That's not bad at all.
It's still placating
keeps her. Keeps her the hell out of the way.
It's like, get prison work. Move this pile of rocks over to there,
and then
move it back over to where it was. Thank you for the call, Lauren. I imagine that it's a very, very common thing. I'm you know what I'm mostly floored by? Is that I really had the impression that Vanessa was like kind of a spoiled bee.
Yeah.
And all of womankind is like, oh my God, no.
Yeah, no.
It's your day.
Yeah.
You get to be as spoiled as you want to be.
Trumps all, apparently.
But you're telling the woman who raised you that her opinion is invalid.
Yeah, the whole, yes.
All right. If you'd like to be on either side of this, just look up the Slacker and Steve Facebook page and leave your comments there.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.